Okay, perfect. So, as an immigrant myself, I came here with a lot of big dreams. Mm-hmm. And so one of my questions is, why did you come to the United States?
I came to the United States because first it was, that's what we studied. For example, the accounting in Morocco is a different system than the United States accounting system. So when I went to an American school in Morocco, we studied the American accounting and American economics. And so that was one part of it. And the second part, it was my dream to come to the United States because I hoped it would be like a dreamland where everybody's equal, where everybody has his rights, where everything is good, like law-wise. It's the law is applied in a very good manner, but everything changed now. So the way I used to think United States is, it's not.
What do you see now?
Like I see danger. I see hate. I see inequality. I see discrimination. I see
corruption.
I see racism.
And so are you shocked? Are you shocked?
Yes, of course I am shocked. Yes, sometimes now I'm thinking to go back to Morocco. Like, it came to my mind. Before I never had in my mind to go back to Morocco because I already started my life here. But now, I am afraid. I am, as I told you, like I cannot go to the streets now, and park in somebody's driveway or just near to his house. I'm afraid. So, I'm afraid from the police now if they want to retaliate because what I did. So I'm just afraid. Mm. And also I'm like everything that I hoped the United States would be, it is not. And especially after this, what happened to my brother, like I could see deep inside the system, and it's not okay. There's a lot of gaps. There's a lot of things that gives the right to people with higher power. They give them the right to play with anything they want. So, for example, that the grand jury, it should be very, very secret. And so, like as I said, like there's a lot of things that change in my mind, especially racism, hate, and discrimination. And you know, they think that we're not the same. We're not made of the same thing.
Mm.
So I never chose to be born white or gray or brown or red or yellow. I was born this way. So if they have some problem, they should have it with God, not me. It's God who created us. So if they wanna criticize somebody, then they can talk to God and ask him why he created us. It's not our problem.
Mm.
So that's all. That's all I can say.
How do you think that Adol saw the United States?
He saw it same as me. Like, we had the same thinking about the United States, same thought. He was hoping to have children, to have family, better job, easier life, which is not. It's harder in here. It's harder. It's more harder to live in the United States than in Morocco.
In what ways do you mean?
You are in danger 24 hours. Like, you never know, with these laws of guns, people can carry their guns with them, and there is no accountability for people who use guns. Of course, it's hard. Like, you have to think about your future, and you have to think about being safe, staying alive first. And so,
yeah,
I think it's very hard in United States now. It is very hard. It's not what I thought about. And my brother too, he used to see it as a dream place, a lot of opportunities, but not now. Okay.
And just so you know, at any point we can take breaks.
No, it's okay. You take
water,
your time.
Or anything like that. So are there migrants in your country of origin, which in Morocco? Are there immigrants that come there from other places?
In my country, mm-hmm. Yes, Morocco is the leading country in Africa. So all African people, they're moving to Morocco, and also Spanish people, because there is Spain now is very bad. So people from Spain, they're moving to Morocco. People from France, they're moving to Morocco. Americans are moving to Morocco.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend of mine. He's a YouTuber. He was born and raised in Texas, American, white, And I took him with me to Morocco. Now he moved there. He lives next to my house. And I made sure he rent a good place, and I made sure he has good friends, and I created a good environment for him. Now he's living. It's just like 6 months now he moved there.
Oh, wow. Yes. Why do you think so many people are coming there?
It's because we're lovely people. We're very welcoming. Something that is ours is never ours. Like, we share a lot. We're very welcoming. Like, we welcome people. And we are happy when we see other people happy. So I think that's... And then it's very secure. We're not, like, it's very rare that there is crimes in Morocco, and very rare.
Do you think there's racism and discrimination there?
No, I don't think so.
Against immigrants?
No, I don't think so, because there's African people with, like, darker colors, and they give them jobs, and so, and they're, like, they're part of our society.
There's no, like, rhetoric like there is here of, are bad.
If there is something, then people keep it in their own opinion. So people keep it in the, for their own, but they will never do something to hurt those
sugar,
people.
I don't know whether you like it too sweet. I can drink some sugar.
I like it with no sugar.
With no sugar?
Well, if you tell me I need sugar, then I'll put sugar. But
if you
sugar, put sugar.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Poquito.
Okay. Cool. Poquito is perfect.
Those are really pretty glasses.
Thank you.
You don't want? You?
I will ask Brenda.
Oh, but Brenda, she's gonna say yes.
Take her. Oh, yes.
When Shaheen and Rebecca come here, they finish the whole thing. Nice. They loved it. And when the police come to my house, color station, they also finish. They loved it. You see?
Alright.
This is Moroccan tea?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is it called? It's pretty.
It's green, it's black tea or green tea, I guess, with mint. But it's cooked the Moroccan way.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the Moroccan way.
Yes, be careful, it's very hot. Yes,
it's fantastic.
Yes.
Very tasty.
You already tried it?
A little bit.
Be careful, it's very hot.
Yeah.
So the way we do it is we do like... So not to be too hot.
Nice. I couldn't hear you, baby.
That's really good. What?
He showed us how to...
But yeah, you need to wait a little bit. It's very
It's really good.
I burned my tongue already.
That's yummy. It kind of reminds me of what do I make lately? That my uncle sent me.
Oh yeah, I forget what it's called.
Yerbanese.
Yeah, Yerbanese.
Yerbanese.
Lebanese.
Yeah.
It's very close to Lebanese tea, but
well,
this is Moroccan.
Yerbanese. It's a Spanish word.
Oh, Yerbanese. Mm-hmm. Okay, that it was Lebanese.
Oh, yerba like herb, and then.
And then anise.
Anise, okay.
That's mint.
Oh, okay.
That's almost mint. Anise is.
Anise.
It's from the same, I think same DNA with.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So.
Yeah, it's really yummy. I have this tea. It only grows in Zacatecas. It's like a wildflower.
Oh.
But it's a kind of marigold. You know
okay.
the marigold.
Yes,
flower?
Yes. We use some flowers in it sometimes, but.
In the tea.
The typical way is mint, water, the tea, and sugar. But it's just the way you make it, you see it's very dark.
Oh,
so,
it's delicious.
Yes. She take it?
She wants it. Are you gonna come sit here?
Yes, she's gonna first.
Yes. Thank you for the tea, this is really
welcome.
Yummy. Especially now that it's cold.
Yes. I'm not sure if Fatih heard kind of how Texas After Violence operates as far as editing and...
Oh, yeah. So any comments or anything that you make... We can stop at any moment and drink water or, you know, take a break, or you can decline to answer anything. And then also that was what was in the paperwork that Hoffman signed. And then also the kinds of interviews that I wanted to do for their project is more of seeing Adol as the person that he was rather than seeing him as the tragedy that happened to him and or a number or a statistic. And so I kind of want to create a profile of the person that he was, like the music that he liked, the food that he liked. And so that sort of information is probably what I'll ask you. Yeah. So in the individual, I think it was Sarah that said that he liked Janis Joplin.
Yes. He likes the same as me, like Guns N' Roses, old rock and roll to like 80s, 90s music, and he also like Moroccan rap. He listened to a lot of Moroccan rap, but not Spanish, no reggaeton. So
no reggaeton.
No, maybe pop, a little bit of pop music, but old ones, and as I said, Nirvana, Guns N' Roses, Metallica, Eric Clapton, Jack Johnson, if you know Jack Johnson.
Yep.
So it's just like the smooth rock and roll, not the heavy one.
Oh wow.
Yes, like, well, I don't know how you call it, but
yeah,
that's the type of music you like.
He used to cook, he was a good cook.
Italian food. He's good at making pizzas and
chicken
Italian
piccata,
salad.
Right? Chicken
yes.
piccata?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And pizzas and also chicken, Italian salads and pasta. He was good at this.
And how did he know how to cook this?
He used to work in Italian restaurants.
When
yes.
I went to his place, he used to cook Italian for me all the time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What was your favorite thing that he made?
Oh, he made
pasta
and salad, and
yes.
special salad
yes.
that he used to make. And it was good.
Did he make the pasta from scratch with a little...
Yes, with the cheese.
Oh, no way.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone... I can't remember who described it to me this way, but someone said that when he cooked Italian food, it was like an art because he was so delicate.
Yes, he needs to take time and... Yes,
yeah.
I think it's, and you only cook it when you have passion.
With love.
With passion.
All what he did with passion and love.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And he was very careful.
He liked
fishing.
He
was very helpful. He was caring for people, for his brothers, for his neighbors, for the family, the big family and the little family. He was all the time leading his brother and sister, the one who were still in Morocco. So he was always asking them and following their studies and asking them and helping them choosing, taking the right things for them.
He loves animals like me.
He loves animals.
Oh, really?
He loves animals,
oh,
yes.
yes.
And like, Picaboo, she would bite anybody, but him, no. She doesn't bite me, but she, the first time she met him, she doesn't bite him.
Really?
Yes. And now, the one that, the dog that bites, now if we come and ask him, where is Adil, he would be looking for him. He knows his name, he knows everything.
Everywhere.
He would go to his room and check if he's there. If not, he would be next to the door waiting for him to come. So he loved animals, he loved fishing, doing outdoors, kayaking.
Mm-hmm.
He
liked kayaking?
Yes, he liked
camping.
Kayaking. Yes, camping.
He liked camping.
He loved outdoor. Everything that has to do with outdoor, he loved it.
Mm.
And he loved playing soccer, tennis too. He plays it with me, tennis. Swimming, he loved swimming. So...
When he died, and there was the obsec?
Funeral.
And people were coming and presenting condolences and everything. And there was a little boy, let's say 9 years old or something, or 10 years old. And he didn't know me, so he came to the house and he knocked at the door. I want to see Auntie Hajja, Auntie Fatiha. And I went to him, I said, yes. Then he said, I came to present my condolences for Adil. He said, I asked him, do you know him? How do you know? He said, yes, I know him. How do you know him? He said, I know him because all the time that I met, that when he went to Morocco and he met him around, he used to give me some money, and he was crying, the little boy, and he used to give me some money. That's why I came to present my condolences, because I'm really sad.
And another friend of ours, he told me that I had to go to the hospital and I didn't have money, and I told your brother, but I didn't tell him to give me money. I just told him I had to go, and my brother sent him money to go to the hospital.
Even he didn't have extra money.
He didn't have
but
extra
the
money,
the little money he had. He used to help people with whenever they are in need.
One of his friends, I think maybe one of his roommates, told me that he let him borrow the car.
Yes.
And that he was really worried, not addled, but the friend was really worried, and he said, are you
my,
sure?
Because yes,
I'm not on the
him,
insurance.
Yes.
And what did he say? What did
he
say?
He was like, no, you just, if we have insurance, if you want to hit the wall, don't worry.
Yeah.
Just be comfortable.
He's like, yeah, just be comfortable driving the car. Don't be scared.
Yes.
And he used to help all the friends, the Moroccan who came here in the United States. They came for the first time, so he was to used to bring them to his home and stay there for a little while till and help them find a job or find the car and settle till they go they can go out by themselves, you know.
How long had he been in the States?
9 years.
Nine years. Maybe.
So after he graduated, he wanted to continue living here.
Yes.
Yeah, 9 years.
He is an American citizen.
No. Oh, he's an American.
Yes, he just became like 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. He became citizen.
Are you an American citizen?
No, I'm permanent resident. But I can apply for the.
Me too.
For the passport, it's like maybe 1 year, or less than 1 year, and I can apply for the passport.
Mm-hmm. In less than 1 year?
Less than 1 year,
so
yes.
You've had it for almost 5 years?
No, it's because I was divorced, so I applied for different things, and I only need 2 or 3 years after the green card, not 5 years.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's good.
Mm-hmm, because I applied for something special, and I only need 2 or 3 years, and...
Not two?
No, 3. And I can, you can apply 3 months before, so...
So did you and Adel come with a student visa?
Yes, we both came.
Yes.
With
visa. Are they hard to come by? Are they hard to
yes,
get?
Yes, you need to show proofs of, like, that your parents has money to pay for you the school, and it's very hard. It is very hard.
Yes, kind of
yes.
Like how
I had to sell some lands to pay for their education, you know, the lands that I inherited. So it costed a lot of money.
Mm.
And now he's gone.
Mm.
No land, no ID.
Mm.
It's okay.
No problem.
It's okay. It's okay. Yes. Don't cry,
okay,
please.
Okay, I'm okay.
It's okay if you cry, I don't mind. I'm really sorry about all of that. That's really scary. You know, when the crazy man shot, I don't know, 26 people at Walmart, and they were all Hispanic. I don't know, it's turning into a scary country here.
Yes,
yes.
Especially after
yes.
Trump.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially after Trump, and he's now he's
yes.
lying about every single thing he lies, and Republicans are still following his lies.
Yeah.
I don't know where this is going. Who knows that he's a product of Russia?
Right.
Like, sometimes I really think about it. Maybe it's Russia, they are bullying him about something, they have something against him, and they're like, oh, if you don't do this, maybe we'll show the American public. And he does whatever Putin wants. So Russia now, if they want to fight the United States, they don't have to come here with weapons. They can just put one person who creates a civil war. And that's the way it's going now, I think there's going to be civil war coming very soon.
Yeah.
And now I think there are more and more states that with guns are allowed.
No, it's no.
No?
It's not more states are allowed, but it's the same. The Wild West, this is the one. But it's just now there's more hate. There's no more people are divided. Before it was okay, especially when Obama was there, they were okay. People are liking each other. But now he created division.
Mm.
Trump.
In Morocco, I'm used to do jogging,
mm-hmm.
to go jogging twice or three times a week. And I came here and I went out, I told that man, I got ready, and then I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
I did it once, and that's it. So
mm-hmm.
I was walking, and every time I was just watching like this, someone would come out and would shoot just like this, saying that I'm on his driveway or something.
And there is
really
a lot of
scary.
Mental issues in the United States. People have so much mental issues, and they need to think about what causing this, because it's more than all the countries.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's either the stress of life, or it's either, I don't know what is it, but people are, they have mental issues a lot. I'm sure that guy has mental issues too, because who's gonna come and shoot somebody for no reason?
For no reason.
I'm sure he has like some mental issues that can be included as hate too, because that's a mental problem. Yeah, so
it's like the only country really that's
there is
where people
there,
just kind of,
yes, there is crazy, there is something going on, like they, like people come and shoot people, like as you said, in Walmart for no reason. What is that? Like, that doesn't happen anywhere else. Why it's not happening in France? Why it's not happening in Europe? It's not happening at all, like not even one time.
You think it's also, I think maybe it's the individualism, like the...
It's the, I think it's the, is how the law is designed.
Hmm.
Is how the law is giving people too much freedom to do stuff. Like too much freedom. And that's what happens when you give people too much freedom. When you allow them to carry a gun with them, for the sake of protecting themselves, I don't think that's a good idea.
This is really yummy, thank you. Oh. And the tea.
Welcome.
So I think it's just like it's the law that giving them too much freedom, because in France and stuff like that, they don't have all this freedom. And then here, it's just, I think it's too much.
Mm.
Especially trespassing, somebody trespassing, shoot him, what the heck is this? Like, oh yes, you can defend yourself, but if he break the lock of your house and he's getting inside or something like that, yes, then
but
I agree.
Near and close to your
but,
house,
but
okay.
Somebody
then
outside,
you feel
the
threat, and then you
if
can
he does, if he does what his mind tells him, then I will do what my mind tells me, and Jordan will do the same, and you will do the same, and nobody will be alive in this world. If we all think like Terry Turner, then nobody will stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I said, is like, they're giving them too much freedom. It's like they are encouraging them. The law is encouraging people to use lethal force or to kill people or to, like, if they didn't allow rifles, like, why are you gonna allow people to have a rifle? Why? This is not for protection. A gun is enough for protection. So a rifle, when you allow somebody with a rifle and he shoots 27 people, 40, 50 people. So the question is that for self, for protection or not? No, rifle is not for protection. That's for war, that's for to kill people.
Mm.
It's not to protect yourself. So I think it's the law. The way it's designed is encouraging people to do more things. And the lack of accountability too.
Mm.
Like Trump did so many things and he's not going to jail. So it
yeah.
starts from the top to the bottom, and you can see the guy, he shot my brother, he didn't get arrested for 11 days. And if I did that, then I would be arrested the same day. They wouldn't even give me a bond.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even give me a bond, especially me, Muslim. They would be like, oh, he's a terrorist. So it's only terrorist when a Muslim guy does it, but when a person does it, white person does it, oh, he's mentally ill.
Or self-defense.
He's mentally ill. No, it's mentally ill. But when a Muslim does it, oh, it's terrorism.
It's terrorism.
But terrorism is, there's terror, you make people afraid. That doesn't have anything to do with religion. So people who shoot 27 people in Walmart, that's terrorism too. But I bet you never hear people saying it.
No,
the
Abbott, actually, the Texan governor, he refused to come out and publicly say that it was
a terrorist. No, he wouldn't. He would be like, he's mentally ill, or he's just an individual that did that and it's wrong and blah, 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 and that's it. But they will never call it terrorism. Like, and now we start like paying attention to this time, to these things. United States is very racist.
What do you think is going to happen to the other immigrants that are here, like you and me and my brother?
Well,
what
I think it's everything depends on the government and on Democrats if they want to change things. And but I don't think this country is safe for immigrants anymore.
No, as long as the lobby for guns and for
yes, but that's
exists.
What controls and that and the insurance.
And it is getting more and more power. All these things will.
No, Terry Turner's lawyer is very expensive, and Terry Turner doesn't have money. So who's paying for it? There's only one option is the gun organizations. The pro-gun organizations, they're the one who's paying them for it.
Hmm.
And if he win the case, I'm sure he would be writing books. So, you understand? Like, people from their same thing, that thing the same as him, they'll be writing books showing off, hey, look what I did, and I killed, and I got away with it, and because we need to protect ourselves, and blah, blah, blah. And he would be writing books, trust me.
Hmm.
if he wins the case. And I'm sure, and you see how much arrogant they became, especially mm-hmm. those white people. They're crazy. I'm not generalizing, because I never see people different from their skin, but I'm talking about white people mentality, not not the white people like color wise.
He understands
he knows me.
Well, we would never say that if we didn't see these things happen, you know.
Oh yeah.
But I'm talking about this mentality, like redneck mentality, and
yeah,
and the proud boys, you know, like
the
proud boys, like the white supremacists, and
they pit them all against. So that's us. All.
That's all. It's all about the culture. It's all about, and then that's what the police did. Terry Turner is nobody, but they have him. In my opinion, if he's nobody and they don't know each other, I think they're trying to protect the culture of guns.
Mm.
That's why they did this.
And the strangers or the...
No, it's not about strangers. No, I think,
no, I'm just saying something else. The strangers who come to the United States and live to United States, most of them are peaceful. Most of them are peaceful. And they're just like in their way, doing their business, except if someone trespass the government
makes sure, like, you know what we go through. We go through a lot to go to the immigration.
Why would we want to give that up?
Yes, right? they make us suffer to get the green card or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
They need to make sure that we are a good person, and they don't give us the green card until they are sure we are good people.
Yes.
So it's not us the problem. It's people of this country that are the problem. Not generalizing, but. There is some. I'm talking about certain culture that is very dangerous in the United States. This the people who think, I am white. I have the
right.
I have the privilege
Jordan.
Of doing everything
More
I can.
Tea?
You liked it. It's good.
Help yourself, please.
Did Adel have
it's
a tea?
It's not that sweet.
No,
it's
great.
Not really sweet. It's really good.
Thank you.
You just, I don't know where this country
thank
is
you,
going,
thank you,
seriously,
thank you.
Like,
thank
I really
you.
Don't know. But it's getting, well, before it was changing to this way, but now it's accelerating, it's speeding, especially with what's going on with Trump.
Mm.
It's speeding, and the other day he was like, oh, they're trying to get me to jail. So if they get me to jail or something, I want you to go and protest in this and this. That's his way to telling them, bring your guns and do civil war.
Absolutely.
Like, it was very clear he wants civil war.
Yep.
And if he's going down, he better... have all United States going down with him.
Now,
and what makes him choose problems and what makes him choose something else than his country? You understand? Like, he knows the civil war is not good for his country. He knows that it's not gonna be good. He has a lot of money that he's gonna lose if the civil war comes, but he's still ignoring that. So there is another power that's making him do that. So... I don't know, there is a lot of division now, a lot of racism, a lot of hate, a lot of, I don't know. It's going somewhere where...
So let's come to Adi here.
Oh, well,
have you any other questions?
I was going to ask what his soccer team was. Did he like your
soccer
team?
We did Athletic.
Can you spell that for me?
We did Athletic. We did is like...
W-Y.
So the family was split there because the two sons, they go for the...
We dad. Yes.
And then you go for the other one.
No, I'm the only one in the family who is Raja.
Why?
My husband, Asil, Besma, my daughter, and the two brothers, all of them are we dad. And me, I'm Raja.
Why are you Raja?
Just
to be against us.
To be against the world.
With that, Athletic Casablanca.
With that,
and the abbreviation is WAC. WAC.
Is WAC. Ah, yeah, that's the word that you said at the restaurant. It was WAC. Okay. And then yours?
Mine is Raja Athletic Club.
So I can say that this is your team just to go against
Yes.
the boys.
Did you like Raja since you were young? Or
No.
Only because of the family?
I hated football.
All right.
Till I got married, I had children. They started loving with that. So I said, I don't know. And now I am a fan, of a real fan of Raja.
Nice.
And I'm defending Raja with all my...
That's awesome.
Raja Athletic Club. So, RCA. RCA.
Thank you. That will be something.
And I don't know whether it's interesting. Soccer
league, Patriots. He likes the Patriots.
The Patriots.
The Patriots.
Patriots,
oh,
yes.
American football.
He liked American football.
It's his favorite team, yes. Because he used to live in Rhode Island. He's next to Boston. So, Patriots, yes.
That makes sense. Because that's where he got his master's.
Yes, yes.
Johnson Wales.
Oh.
Johnson and Wales, yes.
That's in Massachusetts. It's in Massachusetts.
You two got...
Yes, that's Massachusetts, yeah.
Sorry,
okay. No, Rhode Island is not Massachusetts. It's next to... Rhode Island is small state.
Oh, Rhode Island, you said?
It's
yes.
The smallest
states
in the United States.
Yeah, that's
Rhode
right.
Island.
Okay.
And, but it's very close. It's like almost... it's next to Boston.
One hour
to Boston.
One hour drive, maybe.
Yes. So that's why he used to like the Patriots.
No.
Okay, I see.
Yes.
More than 1 hour.
Yeah, something
one
like that. But it's
something.
Very close. Yes, mm-hmm. It's very close.
So he did his undergraduate degree, his bachelor's
in
Morocco.
Morocco.
And
it was
international
institute for
institute
higher education in Morocco.
For higher education
in
Morocco.
So well, international institute. For higher education in Morocco.
International
Institute for Higher Education in Morocco.
International
Institute for Higher Education in Morocco.
Did he call a lot when he first came here? Do you remember?
Yes. He always calls a lot. He calls like at least 2-3 times a week. So.
What did he think of the States when he first got here, do you think?
He loved it.
He loved the
United
States.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
He fell in love with the United States. He loved Florida. He loved Texas when he came here. And especially Austin. He loved Austin.
Yeah, we went to visit Austin.
He said,
I want to move here.
Yeah.
And
really?
Then like 1 month later, he moved, yes. And we were crying, me and Brenda. He was living with me here.
Yes.
We were crying, no, don't go, and he left.
And he was telling me all the time on the phone, when you come here, this is a very nice place. You will like it, Mom. I will show you the places. There are nice places. There are lakes. There are... Whenever you come here, I will take you around and show you things.
It makes sense because he likes kayaking, too.
Yes.
He has a kayak. He had a kayak in Florida, and when he came here, he moved to Austin, he bought a kayak again.
Yes.
So he was ready to start a new life.
Yes.
And
he used to go to the gym.
Yes.
Twice or three times a week.
Something like that, yes.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very fit.
Yes.
Is there, I know we mentioned the kayak, is there like an object that you think would represent his spirit?
I can something that represents his spirit. I can't find something.
Many things.
If you can think
many
of something,
things.
Maybe later you can take picture.
Okay.
And you
mm-hmm.
send it.
Okay.
Yes.
And I use
okay.
that.
Yes.
Because
okay.
I know it's a hard question.
It comes with time.
It comes with time.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
You know, he talked to me a few hours before the accident. You know.
Hmm.
And the last thing he told me is,
why did you name me Adil?
And where does the name Adil come from?
And he never asked questions like this.
I couldn't answer, you know. Yeah. I said, well, I think about it, and because he called me late. In Morocco, it was 12, midnight or some more, over the midnight. And he was sitting in the garden, and he was shaved. He was very nice. He was looking good, and they were preparing to go to see the football match,
mm-hmm.
and have a party. That was that night. in the morning when he left the party, he got shot.
Do you know what it means now?
That means just. To be fair and
the
just.
The person who is just.
To be fair and just. Mm. Fair, fairness and just and justice.
The just or just.
Yes.
That means the just.
Well, how did you find that name?
Well, it was an Egyptian actor.
An Egyptian actor.
Yes, and I was a fan of that actor, so Adil Imam.
Yes.
Adil Imam.
Yes, mm-hmm. Adil Imam. Egyptian actor.
Like this?
Yes, Imam. Like Adil Imam. Imam with M. Imam. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's Adil Egyptian.
Which in Spanish is a Muslim leader, right? An Imam.
Yeah, Imam is the, but here it's a family.
It's like pastor.
Okay.
Imam is pastor, but that's last name. That's his last name, Adil Imam. He's not pastor, he's just a comedian.
Okay.
He's a comedian, yes. Yes. His name, Adil means just unfair, fairness and justice.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you think that he represented?
Yes, of course.
Fairness and
yes.
justice?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, he did. Yes.
And whenever I was just Khasna Rashid.
Arguing with somebody
and mm-hmm. I was telling him, look what X did to me and what she did to me or what he did to me. He usually tell me, Ma, just forgive.
Mm.
Just let it go. Please, Ma, let it go and think about better things. Think about yourself. Think about the family. Think about the children. Think about... Just let it go, please, Ma. And he was always taking me to the right thing, you know. And I was angry with someone. And you see what he did to me, what she did to me. Oh, please, ma'am, that's okay.
Mm.
Take it easy and just forgive.
That's beautiful.
He didn't deserve to die, but we cannot go against God's will, you know. He created him.
As the DA said, he went early.
To. Yes, but so many people go early. Like we cannot fight with God's justice. We accepted it. It's just the fact, like what came after. That's what made us hurt more.
We know he's in a better place.
Because we know he was a good guy, and we know he never hurt people. So we know he's in a better place. And in Islam, if somebody is killed, he goes straight to heaven.
Mm.
If somebody is killed without him starting something, or because my brother didn't do nothing, like he just the guy came and shot him, so he's gonna go to straight to heaven. Plus, he's gonna welcome 72 people to heaven.
He can 72
people.
People.
Yes.
Wow, what does that? Where does that come from? Like, what
Quran.
Is it called?
It's in the Quran.
72 people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when he goes to heaven, he's gonna welcome 72 people. He's gonna say, God,
open,
I want all these 72 people. 72. And that's only the people who are killed.
Wow.
Like people who are killed, people who drown, people who die with the battle of very, very bad sickness, like cancer or something like that.
In war.
And
like COVID?
People
like
in
COVID.
War, huh?
Yeah.
Like COVID with that?
No.
COVID is short term. Something
like the poisonous.
Oh,
people who died poisonous.
Poison or cancer
poison.
Or something that is long term. Something like that, that makes you
suffer. A lot.
So... Death, or you die,
or
somebody
war.
Kills you, or in war, or you drown in the ocean.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
So all that you go straight to heaven because you didn't like.
Is there a name for that?
Shahid.
He's shahid. That's the adjective. Shahid.
Shahid.
Yes, that's it. Shahid. That's it. And the name is shahada.
Shahada.
This is the adjective.
No. Shahid. Shahid here. شهادة معناتها تعلق شهادية أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
ولكن
شهيد شهيد نو شهيد means he died as شهيد.
Okay شهيد.
Yes.
شهيد. Yes.
So شهيد شهيد then means he's gonna go to heaven straight.
Mm-hmm.
And شهيد usually we don't clean them.
Yeah.
People they stay with their blood.
And they don't shave.
And that blood turns to good smell later.
Mm.
When they go to so شهيد they don't clean them. And they go straight to heaven and they welcome 72 people. He says, God, I want these 72 people
mm-hmm.
to be. And they can be random people. They can be some people who helped him get justice.
Mm-hmm.
So You never know. Maybe you're one of them. Yeah. Seriously, you never know. Like, so we know he's in heaven and we know he's gonna welcome 72 people. So
it sounds to me like when the role he played in Florida, when people would come over from Morocco and he'd like welcome them into the country and kind of get them oriented. Is that like a similar role that he would play?
But that's in religion. But that's how he was. But this is in religion.
Okay.
The religion says that if people die as
accidentally.
Okay.
Shaheed, then they go straight to heaven, and then they will come like 72 people to heaven. They say like, God, I want
without
this.
Any punishment, whatever they did before in their lifetime, they never get punished by God, so they go straight to heaven.
Mm-hmm. What does justice and fairness mean to you guys right now?
Life in jail. For the guy who killed him, and
jail?
Yes, and to give an example to other people to not do it, because we don't want him to be dead for no reason.
Yeah.
If they want to keep the law of protecting themselves, yes, but they don't include outside. Like, that should be outside is outside. Like, it's not your land. You have big land. Somebody want to pee or use their, and you come and you shoot him. Or you understand, people they stop in for so many reasons. Like, when I think about it, it can be me, it can be you, it can be the DA by himself. It can be him in that car that night, and he will shoot him. It can be anybody, and I told the DA,
he will shoot him when he comes to close to the window, and he will see that he's American, not stranger, between brackets.
Yes,
I don't think he would kill him
mm-hmm.
straight away.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, if they let this go, this law go,
yeah.
then people will start using it, because it's going to be precedent in the court.
Yeah.
So anybody who do it after the Terry Turner is not going to go to jail, because it will be precedent. So his lawyer will be like, oh, there was a case in 2022 or 2021, and the guy was not hitting the indicted, so that's a precedent. So you should let my client go for free.
And the indicted Rittenhouse, what's his name?
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Mm-hmm. Recently
he got away with it, but that's a different one. That's people going to him and they try to get his gun. He got scared, but that's a different like situation. But my brother, he didn't have nothing with him, and he was in a defensive.
He was in his car, sitting in his car with the windows rolled up, closed, and he was looking at his phone lit. The phone was lit on. And there was his address on the phone, the address to go back. So, where is the threatening here? Where is the harm here? Where is the nothing?
There is none. Even if he had a gun, let's say my brother had a gun, it seems it's not threatening him because my brother was backing up.
Yes.
You understand? Like, there is not even a gram of the guy, like. The gram of reasons why the guy should be feel threatened. There is not. There
and
is
the
not.
Car was far away from his entrance.
Hmm.
It was really far.
Have you all had any dreams about him since
yes.
it happened?
Yes, my dad first. He had a dream of him. My brother was in a tree. He was still young, so he was in a tree, and my dad is telling him, come down, and he didn't want to. At a certain point, my dad was like, come down or I'll come up to you. And then after my brother died...
You are going to fall. Just come down. And he was not responding. So my dad, so his father told him, come here, come down, or I come up to you and take you down.
So after that, my dad got COVID and he was hospitalized. He almost died. So we thought that that's what it meant. So he said, come up or I'll come up to you. Come down or I'll come up to you. So... we thought that's what he meant, that he's gonna go up to him.
And I dreamt of him once.
Yes.
I was sitting with at a table like this with the friends, you know, and that place was only for women. There is like a party there,
mm-hmm.
and I was sitting with the other women. And one time I saw Adil coming behind me. He was with the, and he was the age of 13 years old.
You both have been seeing him as younger.
version.
No, me, I had a dream of him. He had a fight, and I didn't know. And when I came, I found him smiling, only bruises.
But not talking. He was not talking to me. So I said, he was just smiling to me. That means I am here. Don't be afraid. I'm not lost. I'm here. And he was passing by with two or three friends. And he was the age of 13 years old.
And me, I never had this dream. But I had it the first time I dreamt about him. It was him fighting. And I didn't know. When I came, I found him with bruises and everything. And I told him what happened. He told me, like, these two guys beat me, and I went to beat them, and that's what's happening. I'm fighting for him. Like, I swear to you, that's what I dreamt about. It's like he needed help for me to fight for him or something like that. And I remember that exactly. I usually don't remember the details of the dream, but that one I remember.
Do you remember Do you remember who the two guys were, or what you remember about those two guys?
No, I don't remember. It was just two random guys, and there was no details of them, but. But I know that he was like somebody, like they jumped him, two people, and he came to me, and he was like all with bruises and blood, and I told him, okay, let's go when we want to beat them.
Yeah.
So, and probably that's what he meant, that I had to fight for him.
You were defending him, even though you're the younger brother.
Yes.
And it was normally him.
Or him asking for help, keep fighting for me, brother. And you know, you never know, these dreams are weird. But after that, like, I didn't dream about him. Like, I dreamed, but it was just, like, a little bit, but not as exact detailed as that one. But
he kind of left you that responsibility. And
not only that, he just, my life changed.
Because
it was only me and him in the United States for, like, more than eight years. So he was everything for me. Like, yes, I have my parents, but they're in Morocco, so for me, he was everything. Yes, we fight as brother, we fight sometimes, but...
But he was always there to try to protect him and to help him, to advise him.
Did he ever defend you from, like, bullies or something at school?
No, we never got bullied.
No, you never got bullied at school? Were you the cool kids then?
No, we're not cool kids, but we never let give people the chance to bully us.
No.
Yes.
That's good.
I used to be bad, not my brother. But me, I used to fight a lot.
Really?
Yeah, my brother, he used to fight, but with the...
With words?
No, not with... He doesn't talk. He doesn't talk. If there is something, he goes fight. But when we were young... But after that... But But me, I used to bring a lot of problems to the house. But him, no.
Yeah.
And everything was... Like, sometimes we do things together, me and him. But it gets blamed on me at the end, and I get punished by my dad. So I always get get his part and my part.
That's your role.
Yes, but he was a good guy. He was a great guy. He didn't deserve to die. He didn't deserve to die.
No.
Trust me, and I'm sure he didn't do nothing wrong to that guy. He didn't.
I'm sure he would have tell him, "Hi, sir. Good morning, sir, or good evening, sir."
Yeah.
I'm sure of this.
And he was like this, so probably he was begging, please don't shoot or something. Because if he shoot him and my brother's hand was there, the bullet is so fast. Like, by the time he's gonna be like that, he's gonna already. But the bullet went through his hand, so it means he had his hand like this already. So he was begging.
Yeah. He saw him coming and.
No, he saw him. He saw him doing like that, and my brother did like that, and he took.
With the gun, he knocked at the. Hey.
There's two little chips in the. You know that shows that he tried to break the window and it didn't break. And my brother did like that and he shot him. So, it was an execution. I wish I could do that to him, but I cannot leave this woman alone. But at a certain point I was thinking about it, because there is no justice, there was no... They tell me, oh, this guy... Even though I'm not the type who do that at all, like, I never own the gun, I don't have a gun, I don't believe in the gun. So, and I don't believe in people would hurt me for us not hurting them. But at a certain point, I was thinking about it. I was like, what the heck, they're gonna let him go just like that and nothing's gonna happen. So I was gonna go do me after him. But I couldn't, like, it was her who stopped me. Yeah. Like, not, she didn't tell me stop or something. Just in my mind, it came to my mind. And then me, I'm the type of guy who never had those kind of thoughts in my mind, go to hurt somebody. But you do that to very good people, very good person, that's not acceptable.
Right.
If it was me, I would hit him with the car or something. But my brother is too good.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Like, for me, I would not be, I would be afraid, but I don't think the same outcome would have happened.
Mm.
Like me, I would fight back, or I would hit him with the car, or go inside my, with the car, go inside his house. Like, I don't care, I will accelerate. Because the guy is coming to shoot me. But my brother never moved, never, he never did something.
He expected the best from people.
Exactly, he expected the guy is going to talk to him or something like that. That's why he stopped. Because the guy doesn't have enough time to... The guy doesn't have enough time to reach him from the from his door to where my brother was parked. He's too far. Yes.
It's hard when you can't depend on the system to give you justice and have to try to think, well, how can I make
it's,
justice
it's
happen?
It's hard. You can't change you as a person. You can't change you. See, like, it makes you so angry to a point where you can't change as a person.
Right.
And that's,
not right.
Yes, and that's the result. When you see black people being mad in the streets, that's the result of so many years of discrimination, of hate, of racism. That's why you see black people, they're very, very, very angry. And,
right.
I don't blame them.
Right.
Especially after what happened to my brother, I don't blame them now. Like, I'm with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you live in, if your brother gets killed by a cop, your father gets killed by somebody else, and the police not bringing you justice, your cousin or something, and then things keep happening over the years. Especially before, they have separate bathrooms, black people and white people, they have better universities and better this. Of course people will grow with hate. Like, just me, look at me, I never had problem with the police. I never did anything wrong in my life, nothing. And I had this thought came to my mind at a certain point. So you should not blame people if they get, if they're angry about the society.
He showed us Weber. He showed us his criminal record. Nothing.
Terry Turner or
yes.
He
no.
Doesn't speak in Czech.
Adil.
Others, yeah. No.
The other
record.
One is.
Yeah, the burglar. He was a burglar.
He was
arrested.
Was burglar? Yes. Yes.
What?
He was arrested for burglary and convicted.
Wow.
Yes.
How long ago?
Like in 7 years.
7 years ago?
In the 70s.
70s, okay.
Yes.
Yes.
But
long
people
time ago.
Never changed.
But still, they should have seen that and they should have put his bail at
a yes,
higher
they, amount. Seen it. They
yes,
know it.
Yes.
He put it in the presentation. They know it. And the
wow.
Guy is very confrontational. The guy is very racist. And we told the DA, go
they
investigate
said,
that.
They said he was cooperating. That's why they did not arrest him. And that's why...
And not a threat to the community.
Uh-huh. He has many guns at home. He used one gun. He killed someone, and he doesn't present any threat to the community.
And they sent it in a press release to let everyone know.
They sent it in a press release.
The sheriff's office did, and didn't even name Terry Turner. They just said
yes.
They declined to name him and just said he's cooperative, and we don't view
yes.
him as a threat to the community.
And that was
so
after the
right
media.
Right after the murder, and that explaining why they weren't going to arrest him after he just killed Otto.
They're very racist people. The cops, like, I see them in their eyes, and they're very racist.
Mm-hmm.
Very racist people.
What do the community there think?
Of the police? Or the...
Yes.
I think most people are horrified. I find very few people that are defending the police. I think
mm-hmm.
the police are just not ever accustomed to people speaking out and denouncing them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this is one of the first times where all of a sudden there's a huge spotlight on them. They're like, oh gosh, we can't get away with what we've gotten away with for decades. And... And I think it's, and that's why like two different people have come up and like, hey, Mono Amigo, we want to tell you about this other thing about the district attorney or about, you know, the district
judge.
Oh,
I saw the guy with the district attorney, with the judge and stuff like that. He was in the grand jury judge, jury.
Yeah, this guy, he was formerly a justice of the peace, and he was
yeah,
talking
that's
about
by itself. That's by itself, they should go to jail, both of them. The
exactly.
guy who,
I mean, those are serious allegations.
That's just by itself. Seriously, and if I told you, if a black person did it or a Democrat did it, they're so weak.
Right.
Look at now
they presented the document not signed or he
it was
just
forced.
Signed
it was forced. He signed it. It was
he
forced.
He signed it in the place in the name of.
Yes,
the
it was forged.
Person.
It was forgery.
And it was a judge who came forward to announce all of that. So
yeah, and Cuomo decreased problems for him. Cuomo from New York decreased problems for him for harassment, and he might go to jail for it.
Hmm.
And look, these people, what they're doing, and nobody's talking to them.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much, it's so
did
much.
Did you meet any gun owner?
Yeah, I have some friends.
What do they think? Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is a case in which, I mean, they're kind of liberals and leftists, but I think, yeah, they agree that this is dangerous, you know, that guns aren't meant to be used in this sort of situation. And I know, I think Rebecca's talked to more gun owner organizations. Like, she talked to that one gun owner organization to let them know that this is a threat to their rights, you know, that mm-hmm. if, you know, so that is very interesting about, like, who's paying Bloomquist if Terry Turner doesn't have the money. I mean, that's a great
point. I'm telling you, who exactly?
Right, NRA.
It's either for PR, for public relations, he's doing it for public, but this is case is very hard for PR, you know, mm-hmm. he might lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody's paying him.
Yeah.
Because he's a high profile.
Yeah,
attorney, and he cannot afford it.
Yeah, I wonder.
Somebody is paying for him for sure.
I guess there's no way to find out who, unless it's not public information.
No, there's no way you know.
I would guess the NRA.
Please help yourself.
No, you have watch it, Jordan. There's a little bit.
But
more.
I don't know whether it's left. There is something left.
Thank you. May I use your restroom?
Yes, give me one. Show me the way.
We don't allow whites in the restroom.
No. Thank you. He's not white.
My mom thinks he's Mexican.
He looks Mexican.
He looks great.
He looks Mexican.
He looks,
yes.
Really
he looks
Mexican.
White Mexican. You know the
yeah,
white Mexican?
Yeah,
yes,
the
he
white
looks
Mexican.
White Mexican. Yes. No, and he speaks Spanish. When he speaks it, it's like Spanish people's.
Yeah.
So like he doesn't have accents.
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't have accents.
My mom says that he has a little South American boy inside of him.
Probably.
And
probably.
Jordan?
Yeah.
I can't understand. Many times he speaks so fast for me, so I can't understand what he's
oh,
saying.
Oh, me too.
Me too. And the other persons, when they talk, they speak a little bit less slowly.
Mm.
So I can understand. But Jordan, I have a problem with him.
Oh my gosh, tell him.
I will.
Tell him so he knows, because he's always talking to me and I'm like... Especially
so
if he's
fast.
In the car, because I can't read his lips.
Uh-huh,
and so in the
that
car,
makes it more
mm-hmm.
difficult.
And then, and then later he'll be like, oh, remember we have to do this today? And I'm like, no. And he's like, yeah, I told you yesterday. And I'm
he's speaking so fast.
Yeah, but I didn't understand.
Yes.
That's funny. Peekaboo.
Yes. She hates us today because she stayed there all day. Normally she stays outside and she plays, she flies anywhere she wants.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but today
She bites women. Yes,
only women.
Yes, but she never bite him. Me and Brenda all the time.
No.
She's jealous.
I don't know
jealous.
What happened to her.
No, you know birds are actually jealous creatures.
Yes, they're jealous.
I read somewhere that, yeah, they actually... Because they mate for life, for
uh-huh.
the most part, and they're capable of having jealousy.
Oh, maybe that's
doesn't
what...
Make it right.
Huh?
Doesn't
it doesn't make it right. Well, you think I'm jealous?
Yeah.
I am jealous.
Now, Brenda, she said that she will keep her in the cage for the whole month.
Yes. Well, what do you want?
No way.
What do you want?
Can I take a picture of you guys?
What? You want to go eat?
Let me take one. Did you tell him what you want to do with interviews ultimately, babe?
No, I guess I didn't. So...
And if you have any questions that comes in your mind, you